started punching me repeatedly. He hit me in my face.
He's making noise about his innocence.
Why would I hit her? I wasn't in jail. No domestic. I don't do domestic. No domestic for me at all.
This is my playpen.
But what was revealed by her silence?
After being brutalized, punched in the face, you didn't look for a phone.
I was really scared.
Really scared people would run out of the house.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old Rachel Sugarman is suing her ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Keon Boyette, for two unpaid loans for bail, collect calls from jail, damage to her car stereo, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 187 on the calendar in the matter of Sugarman versus Boyette. Wives have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Who do you live with?
My parents.
How old are you?
18.
When did you turn 18?
November 2nd.
What do you do for a living?
I was working at HSBC Bank, but I got laid off. So right now I'm a full-time student.
Where?
At ECC, Erie Community College.
What about you?
I was working for a temp agency packing boxes, but right now I'm unemployed.
And who do you live with?
I'm staying with my mother right now.
How old are you?
21.
And how long, Mr. Boyette, were you and Ms. Sugarman dating?
A little over a year.
So this is what this ridiculousness is all about. You two fools dated, fought, got physical, fought again, made up, fought. That's just according to you. He assaulted you one day, he got put in jail, you dropped the charges, then he got arrested for something else, you bailed him out of jail, but while he was in jail, you accepted collect calls from him, lots of collect calls. You want him to pay you back for bailing him out of jail.
Correct.
You want him to pay you back for all the collect calls, and you want repairs for a car radio that you say he destroyed on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And punitive damages due to an assault that occurred before you went and bailed him out of jail, right?
Correct.
I have a very busy day, Ms. Sugarman. You have 5 minutes. Tell me the story.
Okay, well, me and Keon had broke up a while before.
I want dates.
Okay, before July 4th. So in the beginning of July, we broke up officially. And on July 4th, I went out and my friend called me and asked me if I wanted to spend the night with him. And we were no longer together. So I said, okay. So I spent the night at his house. And on July 5th, when I walked out of his house, Keon was outside waiting for me. I guess he found my truck. And we were no longer together, so he had no reason to be there. And he ran up to me, dragged me from the ground to his vehicle, threw me in the vehicle. He told the guy that he had a gun on him, so don't come near him. And he came, he dragged me in the car, he put me in the car, and he started punching me repeatedly and calling me all sorts of names and everything like that. Then drove me to his aunt's house, which was about four streets over, and had me there for about 4 hours. He took my cell phone. I couldn't make any calls.
What was he doing to you?
He was just calling me all sorts of names, telling me, I can't believe you're cheating on me, when I wasn't even with him. And he hit me in my face, he hit me in my throat.
You're gonna have a turn.
Yeah, but I didn't get arrested.
Listen to me.
She keep telling me that I hit her. Why would I hit her? I wasn't in jail. I don't. No domestic. I don't do domestic. No domestic for me at all.
I have pictures of the assault.
Don't you hear when I say you'll have a turn?
Yeah,
don't you understand what that means?
False allegations.
Don't you understand what that means?
Yeah, I hear. I'm listening to you.
Well, if you hear me, you have to pay attention. This is my playpen. Not yours. She's going to tell her story. That's what happens in court. Have you ever been in court before?
Yes, of course.
Of course. So you know that one side tells a story, and then the other side tells a story. Now, maybe you appeared before some judges who let everybody talk at one time. I'm not one of them. I have limited intellectual
capabilities. Why would she be making false allegations?
Limited intellectual capability. I can only hear one person at a time. Right now, it's her. I assure you, you will have my undivided attention at some point. Do you understand?
Yes.
Don't interrupt her again and stop tapping. Okay, Go. So he's punching you in the face at his aunt's house.
And then I told him, I need my car. I want to go home. So then him and his cousin went to go get my car, and he left me at his aunt's house. And he went to go get my car. He brought it over to his aunt's house. Now, we went to go sit in the car. He plugged my phone into my in the charger.
Samantha, why did you go and sit in the car with him?
I was just trying to leave. I don't know.
Okay. Now, have you been in his aunt's house before?
I haven't been inside of it, no. I know where she lived, though.
Was she at home?
She was at home, but she was in her room. She didn't know what was going on.
Don't tell me what she knew.
Okay.
She was at home.
Right.
How old a lady is your aunt? Just for my own information, 40s, 50s?
I don't want to say that. I'd rather not.
I'm not going to tell her name.
Oh, 40.
Listen, I give anything to be 40.
30-something, you know, around there.
Okay. So his aunt, who is not aged and probably has reasonable hearing, was in her room all
right,
this time.
Correct.
And is it a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
And what do most houses have?
Phones.
Right.
I didn't say anything.
Shh. Were you tied up?
No. I was right next to him, though, and he wouldn't let me go anywhere.
No, listen. He left with his cousin to go get your car.
Right.
So now they're gone from the house.
Right.
Going the four blocks to get your car.
Right.
And you mean to tell me that after being brutalized, punched in the face, brutalized for hours, you didn't look for a phone?
I was really scared.
You were scared? Really scared people would run out of the house.
I know.
Now, so then he comes back and he goes out with you to sit in your car.
Correct.
Now continue the story.
Then he plugged in my charger to my phone because my phone was dead and he turned on my phone.
Your phone was dead?
Right.
How did you know your phone was dead?
Because I had slept over at my friend's house and it was dead in the morning when I woke up.
Well, somebody must have said something. Did you say, could you please plug my phone in? It's
dead? No, he wanted to look through it to see if I was talking to any other guys.
Oh, just a second. So he wanted to look through your phone.
Correct.
So he got your phone. Did he have your phone?
He had my phone.
When had he taken your phone?
In the beginning.
So he had your phone, plugged in your phone.
Right.
Keep going.
And he turned on the phone, and there were messages from other guys and guys that were named under Sweetheart. So then he got really jealous, and he just flipped out and went psycho again. And then at that time, I had my phone, so I ran in the house, went in the bathroom, and called the police.
You went in the bathroom?
Right, with my phone that I had. And then when I came outside, back outside, he was pulling my radio, tearing my radio out of my car, and putting my cocoa butter, the lotion that was in my car, all over my seats, and my hair gel all over my seats, destroying my car. And he took my inspection sticker off.
That's July 5th.
July 5th, correct.
Keep going.
And then at this time, his aunt came outside, and she was really upset at him because he was really disrespecting me the way he was talking to me. And
I don't care what his aunt said. Did the police arrive?
The police arrived.
Was he taken into custody?
Nope. They just told me to go home. They seen the car and everything like that. They just told me to leave him alone and go home.
They told you to go?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
Yeah, that's because I was on the phone with her father.
Listen. Look at me. Look at my eyes.
That was all on me.
Look at my eyes.
That was all on me.
I look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Listen, my playpen. I don't hear what you're saying because I'm talking. I love the sound of my own voice. Do you understand? So don't interrupt her again. You're going to have a chance, right? I promise you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She just started flipping out. She was throwing the cocoa butter on me, water, and if I was to put my hands on Rachel...
No. Just tell me a story. I'm really smart. I'll figure it out.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rachel Sugarman says, ex-boyfriend Keon Boyette owes for bail money she posted for him on two separate occasions.
Now we're at July 5th. They told you to go home.
Mm-hmm.
You went home.
Correct.
What did you do when you went home?
Went to sleep.
Were your parents home?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody took you to an emergency room?
Mm-mm.
Nobody took you to see a doctor?
No.
At the time, were you working?
I believe so, I was.
Did you go to work the next day?
It was the weekend.
Did you go to work
the next
day?
No, I did not go to work the next day.
Well, this was the 5th. On the 6th of July, did you go to work?
No, I did not.
What about on the 7th?
Mm-mm. I went on the 8th, on that Tuesday.
Oh, so it was a long weekend.
Yeah.
So the first day you would do back to work, you went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing that you claim is that he called you from jail.
Correct.
When was that?
The 20th or the 21st of July. But before that, he had called me and apologized, and he had took me out to dinner once, and he just kept
apologizing. Just a second. So after July 5th, he called and apologized, and you went out to dinner?
Yes, ma'am.
And after dinner, where did you go?
I went home, and he went home.
And about when was this?
Maybe a week later.
And then did you see him again?
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
No, I did not.
He called you the end of July?
He called me, yeah. Yes.
And said?
And said that he was in jail and he needed help. He needed me to bail him out. And I have a good heart.
Did you ask him what he was in jail for?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry.
What did he tell you he was in jail for?
Does that really matter?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm interested.
He was in jail for possession and
possession
attempt of sale.
Of what?
Cocaine.
Okay. And you have a really big heart.
I feel bad when, because...
You almost made me break my watch. So what did you do when he called you?
I felt bad because I don't think anybody should be in jail. So he told me, he told me that he had the money and he would pay me back right when I bailed him out of jail, when there was a bail set. And I really did truthfully believe him. And I really did still have love for this man, which I don't know, but I did at the time. So I felt like... And none of his family was helping him. Nobody was helping him.
How many collect calls did you accept from him?
Do you want the piece of paper?
I would love to see the piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
From the 22nd of July till the 27th of July. And it wasn't that you didn't schmooze short time on the phone. 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 14 minutes. So you talked a lot. What'd you talk about?
Everything. That what he did. But the thing was, he kept calling my house phone. He kept calling it over and over and over again. And I did not want my dad to answer the phone.
All you have to do is block it.
Honestly, I really didn't. I did not think about that.
Well, after all of that, then you went and you bailed him out.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
And then he told me he was going to pay me back for the collect calls and the bail. Then after I had dropped him off at home that night, he told me that he was going to give me the money back. Then I kept calling him and calling him and calling him for my money because I needed that money because at the time I got laid off of work and I wasn't working anymore. So I needed that money to pay my car insurance. My car insurance was due. And he would not answer the phone. When he didn't answer the phone, he would hang up. Don't call me. Why are you calling me for this money?
That's it. You've outlived your 5 minutes. Now, Mr. Boyette, now we come to you.
All right.
Let me hear you. Let's start with July 5th.
Start with July 5th.
Don't look over there. I want you to look right here.
Oh, I am. I didn't look over there.
No,
at
you
all.
Don't look though, then, right here.
Okay. Starting July 5th, I was at my aunt's house, me and my brother, and he was right in the hallway. Right in the hallway. Rachel called me. Where were you at? She asked me
there.
Where was I at?
If you interrupt him again, you're going to get the same response that I gave him. Do you understand?
I understand.
She asked me where I was at. I said, I'm at my house. You know where it's at. She said, I'm on my way. Not even 5 minutes went by. She called me back. I'm outside. I go outside. I get to talking to her. I don't know what exactly we was talking about because it was a while ago, but out of nowhere, she just started flipping out. Like, she just started going crazy. She was throwing the cocoa butter on me, lotion. She always keep bottles of water in her car. Water. She was tossing her lip gloss containers all at me because she got a lot of things in her car. She was just throwing crazy things at me all the time. Just throwing them. Now, my aunt was in the house. My little cousin was in the house. All three of my little cousins was in the house. And if I was to put my hands on Rachel...
No. Just tell me your story.
Oh,
I'm really smart. I'll figure it out. Mr. Boyette, I'm going to figure it out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
No, you never did that, sir.
You telling me something I have no idea. You're calling me a liar now.
Yes, I am.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rachel Sugarman claims ex-boyfriend Keon Boyette owes for two loans for bail.
Go ahead.
Well, basically, she just went ballistic. She was like, I'm calling the police. You put your hands on me. I'm like, I didn't even do it to you. You sitting in your car.
Excuse me, what did you
say? I didn't do
say?
Anything to her. I didn't do anything to you sitting in your car. She's like, I don't care. You know, she was just going crazy. So I wouldn't list her, so I went to go sit in the hallway. Next thing I know, the police come. Now, when the police come, I come right outside. Me and my aunt come right outside. He asked me, what was the problem? I'm like, there's no problem. I basically lied. I said, there's no problem. He was like, well, we got a phone call. And now the other officer come over. He's like, she's saying he hit her. I'm like, how is that possible? And the other cop was like, I don't see no bruises, nothing. It's clear allegations that he didn't do anything to her. And I had all the cocoa butter and water. I still had it all over me, all of my hair and everything. It was still all over me, so it was.
Now let's go past July 5th. You got arrested somewhere around the 22nd of July.
Somewhere around there.
And you called her?
Yes.
Why did you call her?
Because I knew she would come get me.
What did you tell her?
I'm in jail.
And?
Called my lawyer.
And?
I had to hang up the phone right after that. Called back 2 days later.
No, you never did that, sir. I looked at the number of minutes that
first,
you spoke to her.
Yeah, when I first got arrested. But you telling me something I know I did. You're calling me a liar now.
Yes, I am.
You say you lied to the police.
Not about the first thing, by the way. I don't believe anything about what she says that happened on July 5th.
Well,
I want you to understand that.
Okay.
All right, let's start from that.
I'm talking about
the first time you called her on the 22nd of July.
That wasn't the first time I called her.
Well, that's the only thing I have.
Well, the first time I called her when I was in the police station.
In the evening.
First time I called her in the police station on her cell phone. Rachel, I'm in jail. Call my lawyer. I ain't say call nobody else. Call my lawyer. However it goes, she called me. That's when I got to the jail.
She called you in jail?
No, she called my lawyer. And I called her back 2 days later or something, a day and a half later.
Yeah, but she didn't bail you out on the 22nd, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th. She didn't bail you out. Listen to me. She didn't bail you out on any of those days. She didn't come bail you out at least until the 27th because she kept calling her.
Yeah.
And you kept calling her because if she bailed you out, she could have bailed you out on the 22nd. She didn't.
So you had to
keep asking her.
She couldn't. I didn't have to ask her but one time. That's all I needed to ask her.
Yeah, but she didn't bail you out when you asked her to.
But it was some other circumstances that was going on why she couldn't come get me right away. Because if she could have came and got me right away, she would have been there.
Well, I don't know. Why don't you tell me what the circumstances were?
Well, first of all, you have to wait a week to get a bail there before when you have a felony, when you're being arraigned on the felony. So I had to sit in there for that week. And then the Friday when they finally gave me the bail, they didn't send it over to the jail. So I had to sit in there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And she came and got me Monday about 6 o'clock.
Now, has that case been resolved yet?
Yes.
How was it resolved?
They had the wrong person, basically. It wasn't me. They ain't have enough evidence to prove that I done it.
Did you go to trial?
Basically, it was like, it wasn't...
Don't tell me basically. Did you go to trial?
No.
Did you take a plea?
You can say that.
No, I don't want to say that. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Did you take a plea?
Yeah. Yes.
And were you sentenced?
Yes.
And what was your sentence?
Do I have to express that?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't sentenced exactly yet because it don't start yet, but probation.
Okay, so you took a plea and the promise was probation.
Yes.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, do you think it was helpful that you were out between the time that you were arrested and the time ultimately that your lawyer was able to negotiate a plea?
Yes.
That involved probation?
Yes.
Right? Now, the plaintiff, she wasn't caught in possession of cocaine, was she?
No.
And you were the one who was caught in possession of cocaine and pled guilty to possession of cocaine, right?
Yeah.
That's what you did. Now, I don't believe a word of what she says with regard to what happened on July 5th. I believe you. Am I fair?
Yes, you are.
You pay your own bail, not the collect calls. That's all she had to do was say no. All she had to do when they called and said, I have a collect call from Mayville, New York, she said, I don't take any collect calls.
But she
Hang up. That's all she had to do. Your crime, your bail, your cost. Do we understand each other, Mr. Boyette?
Yes.
How much was the bail?
$660.
I have
a receipt for that.
I'd like to see it.
It's not even like that. It wasn't that. She never said I had to pay her back. This was basically not. This was never a loan.
He told me he was going to pay me back right when he got home.
I'm speaking, and the two of you keep jabbering, and the only one people tune into is to hear me. Do you understand? Do you understand? Very good. $660. That's your bail, your crime, your cocaine. That's what you owe. $660.
All that money
Thank you very much.
Her.
That's all. Show me.
You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She was obsessed with me.
He's a liar. Why would I be obsessed with him?
She called me all the time. She's crazy.
Look at him. He's nothing.
Because I know that she go do it. Because she's obsessed with me.
Okay, because I have a good heart.
That's how I took advantage of that. I did. I'm not going
to
lie.
He can say whatever he wants to say. I really don't care.
And don't call her no more.
Just never going to talk to him again. That's it.
Leave her alone.